בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. This holy day, Lag BaOmer, is another one of the incredible gifts Hashem has shared with us. We know that the festival of Shavuos is the time we celebrate the giving of the Torah. The commentaries explain that Shavuos refers to the time the revealed parts of the Torah were given to us. However, the revelation of the hidden secrets to the Torah took place on Lag BaOmer, one of the greatest classics in Torah literature, which contains most of the secrets and more hidden material to the Torah. The holy book of the Zohar, given to us by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, was revealed on Lag BaOmer. We are also taught that each of the 49 days of the Omer correspond to a specific sphera or spiritual level that applies to that day of the Omer. Out of all 49 levels, the sphera and spiritual level which corresponds to the day of Lag BaOmer, Hod Shebehod, is actually the lowest of all 49 spiritual levels. And the question becomes, if there was such a great revelation that took place specifically on the day of Lag BaOmer, one would have expected this revelation to take place on the day of the Omer that corresponds to the holiest spiritual level. Why is it that Hashem decided to make this tremendous revelation specifically on the absolute lowest spiritual level out of all the 49 days? And the commentaries explain, if I were to take a candle under the broad sunlight, the light from my candle is going to be unnoticeable. If I move to a darker room, the light from the candle suddenly becomes much more noticeable. And the darker the place, the more light we are able to experience from the candle. And specifically because on some level, the spiritual dimension of Lag BaOmer is the lowest of the 49 days of the Omer, there is now room for so much light to be noticed and experienced. And that's why specifically this day with the lowest spiritual level was chosen for the highest spiritual revelation, the revelation of the hidden Torah. And one of the incredible messages we can internalize is that specifically when we have fallen and transgressed, falling into a place of darkness, that is now specifically the opportunity we have. If we are now in a place of absolute darkness, we now have an incredible opportunity to truly light up that place. We have the constant opportunity every single day to do teshuvah, to try to rectify anything we may have done wrong. And again, the process can be simple. One acknowledges to Hashem in their own words what they've done. One tries their best to repair any repercussions from their transgression, and one commits to Hashem to try their best in future. And again, even if one cannot make that commitment, one can nevertheless ask Hashem to help them, and that would also be classified as teshuvah. Of course, we can capitalize on the incredible opportunity of teshuvah at any given moment, even when we are being spiritually successful. However, it can be tremendously comforting to realize that specifically when we have transgressed, perhaps severely, and we're now in a place of tremendous darkness, that is sometimes the time that Hashem's arms are the most wide open, waiting for us to come back. Sometimes the darker the situation, the more opportunity there is to bring in the light.